just tell us, what was it like setting on the stage of theatre rather than the stage of Olympics?
It was great fun. I loved doing it. It's my very first banjo, but I've loved it. I've loved all the rehearsals and things, and performing in front of a live audience has been wonderful. They really get into the fun side of panto, and it's been very enjoyable.
I've got to beg the question, did a little bit of wee come out?
Oh, it always comes out like that, yeah. Wait, when you get nervous and, you know, doing it in front of a crowd always makes me nervous.
So what was more fearful, being on front of the stage in front of a live audience or being at the Olympics? But 88, was it?
Yeah, 88. No, Calgary was more scary because I was going to, you know, I could have hurt myself. Whereas I suppose, you know, when you're in panto, the only thing that you could happen is fall off the front of the stage and, you know, into the pit. But no, it's not happened so far, and I hope it doesn't happen in the future.
We've followed your ups and downs of success, if we can put it like that. It's been a bit of a roller coaster ride, hasn't it?
It is, yeah, lots of ups and downs, but that's life, I guess, in general. But the highs are really, really good. And, you know, without the lows, you wouldn't appreciate the highs. So, yeah, I've had a wonderful life. I just hope the next 50 years are going to be as fun and as exciting as the last 50 years.
If I can quote my own daughter for a moment, you have to believe to achieve.
Yes, you do. You believe in yourself, go out there, you know, grasp these opportunities and see what happens. You never know what might happen, and, you know, and have fun doing it as well.
Eddie, God bless you. Thank you very much for speaking to us on Susie Radio.
Thank you very much.